Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promised. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
So, you have gone to the movies and you have seen The Unholy.
Yes.
We've known a few of those.
I've been called that myself a couple times.
So, just looking at this, for me, it seems to star the patriarch of Sam and Dean Winchester, though you'll probably say he's from The Walking Dead, and it stars Wesley from The Princess Bride.
Normally, characteristically, horror movies do not have this kind of cast.
So Jeffrey Dean Morgan is Jerry, and Cary Elwes, oh, he's the Bishop. That's a Monty Python thing, by the way, the Bishop. It's worth your time. The Bishop.
But not the Bishop that he's playing.
No.
In this one.
No, not...
I mean,
no.
You also have William Sadler, who was Death in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I mean, it's got
The Bishop.
It has a very uncharacteristically talented cast. Like, one of the reasons I'm usually...
Sam Raimi produced it, did he? No.
I think...
Yes, no, yeah.
If he did, I wouldn't be surprised. He really likes horror. But then again, when the film that... makes you famous as Evil Dead, you've obviously have some kind of an affinity for horror.
Oh, when they were filming it, because they were filming it in March 2020, which I think we're still in, when filming resumed with the CDC guidelines of March and April of 2020, they could only have 10 characters per screenshot. So
That makes doing a crowd scene a little bit more difficult.
Yes, that did. So knowing that, are there any scenes with more than 10 people in it?
There's a couple of them, yeah. Well, I mean, now that I'm thinking, they're edited together.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a wide shot of any of them. So whomever the editor was,
good
apparently
job.
He...
So The Unholy, I'm guessing, is about something that perhaps maybe once was holy and now is not.
You're not entirely wrong. Basically, the plot of the movie, or at least the way we begin, is what looks like something is being nailed to a person's face.
And someone saying, as you wish.
They did not wish this. No.
Oh, okay.
No, and it was not them saying, I love you every time. They said, as you wish.
So like the opening scene is something gross.
It's pretty, I mean, it's PG-13, so it's not graphic, but you can definitely piece together, you're getting it from the person's perspective.
So they're not nailing a point, they're nailing a pointy object.
Yes, and you're hearing like the banging, and then the person is set on fire, burned at the stake, and their soul is trapped inside a doll.
Okay. So do we know the backstory on this person?
You learn...
Are they the unholy?
They are the unholy of name in this film. I don't want to give away too much of it because it's a major plot point in the film.
Oh, finding out who the unholy is?
Yes.
Okay.
When you really kind of break it down. What happens is this girl that has never been able to hear or speak for her entire life, she begins to speak. And she can hear. She can sing just masterfully, like she's been doing it her entire life. She speaks very well, very eloquently, and this is obviously a source of confusion. A boy that has never walked, he suddenly is able to walk, and they are attributing this to an individual that is calling themselves Mary.
You are listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about The Unholy, the movie. Not if you call anyone
Not
else
someone
that.
You know that is unholy. Mary continues to identify herself to the girl that previously could not hear or speak. She's the only one that she will speak to, and she keeps identifying herself as Mary. Now,
so is this like a voice in the room, a voice in the head? Is it the doll? Is it?
It's a only she can't. She will appear to her, and she is then this bright, almost blinding light. She will speak directly to her and use the girl that can now speak as kind of her platform. Like, if you will.
Her Megatron, if
yes,
you will.
She will communicate through her. Most people are assuming that this is Mary, the mother of God.
The Mary.
That Mary. Yeah. Not just a Mary, but the Mary. And the more and more that we learn about this, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, his character is a disgraced journalist. Apparently he had...
A grizzled disgraced journalist?
I think that's the only kind of character that Jeffrey Dean Morgan can play.
I just wanted to make
sure. Whether or not that was added or was always the case.
Hey, Jeff, can you not shave for this?
And he's like, well, this is my 5 o'clock shadow. This is what it looks like. He has been disgraced because after finding his way to the top of the field of journalism, he started making up stories. Like he would plant stories that would intentionally be interesting, you know, produce readers, so on and so forth, and he was found out. So he's kind of disgraced at this point, and he has found this story and basically has the exclusive to this girl that is seemingly performing legitimate miracles and can speak to the Mother of God.
And like, I'm guessing no one believes him.
Well, at this point, they don't, like, he has verifiable fact, like, and the place that had kicked him out previously, because they know that he has exclusive rights to speak to the woman that Mary is communicating through, is starting to offer him his, basically, he's going to get his life back. So... there's a lot of interesting things going on here, and like I said, I don't want to ruin kind of what happens later on there, but everything is not as it seems. There is some evil that is running amok.
Evil.
Okay. The evil with a capital E, maybe a capital I, and a tilde over the V or whatever.
And so, were you able to figure out what's going on easily?
It's not a Shyamalan-style twist. They don't wait till the very end to hit it. But you kind of get the idea that things are probably not... And it's a horror movie. Like, it's not being produced... It does not feel like a religious film in the sense that this is one that is meaning to bring people, like the word.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely some evil things going on here, and you begin to kind of piece together all of that and maybe, you know, oh, this connects here, and oh, that is definitely not what it was presented to be initially.
What kind of doll is it in?
It's a, I believe they call it a corn husk doll or a corn...
Yeah, that's a thing.
I'm not aware of it, but... apparently you can trap souls in it.
Oh.
And I don't trap...
I'm just saying, I'm aware of corn husk dolls.
I don't trap a lot of...
I don't.
Souls.
Either.
Not a lot. Not like I used to. Back in my
younger days. I don't
know if
this explains anything, but whoever was doing the hammering into the face of the unholy, they knew how to trap something in a corn husk doll?
I mean, evidently. Okay.
Or did it just happen?
I'm going to reveal this. I'm not Catholic. I just assume that's... something every Catholic person knows?
Huh. I must have been absent that day at St. Bernadette.
I don't know if they cover it a lot or if it's just the one day. But everyone seems to, like, kind of toss that off. Maybe not everyone, but it seems to be a reasonably well-known fact. They're like, oh, yeah, corn husk dolls, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if you do this, you can trap an evil soul in it if you have to and bind it with chains. And I'm just like... is that a Catholic thing?
I
cool. Why don't I know how to bind souls?
Well, as I've said to the girls, every time some spooky stuff goes on, they come running to us Catholics. Hey, want to exorcise it? I know you got the training, you got the goods. Saw your movie, The Exorcist.
Can we toss some holy water on
right.
it?
Right.
Like I think there was an upside down cross. Is that good? Is that bad? I'm assuming it's bad. It
it's
seemed
bad
to me.
So, anyway, yeah, I guess I didn't know about the corn husk doll thing.
Yeah, you can bind souls.
Huh.
There's probably a YouTube video. Like, I bet Bob Vila did a Time Life series on how to...
Interesting.
That'd be an interesting Time Life book.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though?
It's like, do-it-yourself soul binding. Wait, what? Hold on, huh? Like, my eternal soul? That seems... Let's chain this book closed. This seems like something people should know.
Remember when Bart sold his soul to Milhouse?
I do. For Alf Pogs. Alf is back.
So, did you like the movie? Even though that's not your type of movie, it sounds like it was a better made.
Here's the thing about horror movies. Most of the time, it's a bunch of stupid teenagers doing things that you shouldn't do, performing stupidly around mm-hmm. things that are going to kill you. It's badly written. It's badly directed. Uh-huh. It's badly acted. Everything about the film is bad. And I'm kind of a snob like that. And I like good direction. I like cinematography. And horror movies just don't have that. This has a cast. It is based on a book. The actors are doing actual acting, and they have resumes of note.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest thing that I've ever seen, but as far as horror movies go, the implications of if evil is allowed to succeed in this has weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I mean, it's got a couple jump scares, but that's par for the course when it comes to a horror movie.
Does the corn husk doll ask about Chucky?
It doesn't talk. Mark Hamill does not voice it,
right.
Which would have been fun.
I assumed it talked.
It now that would have been fun, but it probably would have pushed it.
Does it levitate or
you've
something?
You've got
a. How do you know there's a soul in there?
I mean, if I would have had a PKE meter, I could have checked for
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, yeah, none of that. Like, no. There was a Ghostbuster preview for it, which I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that was there to protect me. Like,
I think it was. And Ghostbusters coming out when?
It's the preview that they had way back.
I don't care. I watched it several times.
It just said coming soon, because at this point, Sony's probably like, we don't even know when it's coming out. We're...
Jane and Adam keep asking about it.
It's been 30 years since the last one. It gets here when it gets here, kids.
Thank goodness Paul Rudd doesn't age. Anyway, so The Unholy is unholy and reasonably good for its genre.
I would watch it again.
And did this one go to HBO Max? Or?
No, this is, what is it, Screen Gems?
Screen Gems.
Maybe, I think.
Screen Gems is going to end up on the Netflix.
Probably.
Oh, no. It's a thing. I read on the interwebs.
And nothing is ever... untrue.
You're right.
On there.
Well, Sony is sending all of their stuff to Netflix. That's their new
right,
deal.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The Screen Gems. Anyway, that sounds
well,
great.
Well, that would explain why there was a Ghostbuster preview for it now
yeah.
that I'm breaking that down.
Hmm. Okay. Well, now we've all learned something. So, The Unholy is in theaters now, and I guess there's no competition?
There really... Every other film...
To see something new.
That's right. Every other film that was... in the theater, like, it, funny enough, I know we keep mentioning The Croods is still playing.
Came out before Christmas, right?
Yes.
Wow.
That thing has been, it's on, it's available on DVD, on 4K, on Blu-ray. Like, you can
rent. Is that good?
No, I'm just saying, name the last kids film that came out to me.
That would have been Soul, but it came out on Disney Plus.
I mean, what, Tom and Jerry?
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, Croods is not the second coming. Like, it's not, like, you know, Disney's Frozen. Like, but right now, there's no competition. For, I mean, what, the War with Grandpa? I'm just, the family films that have come out have not had the staying power, and, like, they're not exactly classics either.
Okay.
I mean,
good for them.
Liam Neeson's Marksman is still when they come in to theaters now, they're there until something else pushes it out. And I think there's maybe a film I have not seen at the theater right
really?
Now.
Really? Well, what is it?
It's what is the name of it?
I feel you need to go see it this week.
If another film does not release on Friday, but I think Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat. But that one will be available on HBO Max.
Okay.
But I think that is the new one that's coming up. But the other one, it was something like Voyagers. But not like Star Trek Voyager.
Oh.
It had like two people kissing, and I'm like, I'm not in. What? I don't want to see that.
Exactly.
I'm not into that. That's what I said to it, and it was a poster, so it didn't talk back to me.
All right. So, I've already forgotten what it is. The Unholy is in theaters now. Thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Craven.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.